Avenue. We all lived on one floor. Another family lived upstairs, and we lived downstairs. It had been raining for days and days, and some of the rivers were overflowing. There was a really weird brook near our backyard. It was called Harbor Brook. It wound all the way through Meriden, and factories dumped stuff in it. It was different colors on different days. We were told not to go near it. Right before the hurricane, the water was so high and murky that I was hardly allowed to look at it, much less go near it. "Come away from there, Tommy," my mom would call. Right after lunch on the day of the hurricane, my mom was talking on the telephone when my dad came home early from the barbershop where he worked. My brother Buddy, who was 8, was at school. His real name was Joe Jr. after my father. Dad and Mom talked in the kitchen. Then Mom said to me, "Get your coat on, Tommy. We have to go pick up Buddy and some of the neighborhood children. There's a big storm coming, and they're letting everyone out early." We got in the car and drove to the school in the rain. A long line of cars and teachers with kids were waiting in front of the building. I looked up and saw something I've never, ever forgotten. A boy was standing at the top